Everybody, Andy here again, another daily podcast becoming a bit of a habit. This is something that I never must admit, I didn't really expect to become a daily occurrence, but there you go. If a topic pops up its head, and I've already got a couple of others written down, why not speak about it? Anyway, today's topic, I want my DNA. What on earth is that all about? Well, I watched a programme last night, BBC history programme, a guy called Michael Wood, and the idea of the programme, it's like a history of England. But it's all done, instead of done like the history of the country itself, it's actually all done through the eyes of one particular village or a small series of villages which are interconnected in Leicestershire, which is pretty much in the centre of England, I suppose. And only the first programme out of three or four, I believe. But very interesting, they're going, and they started right back from the beginning, as far as I can go back from the sort of the Roman times, Angles, Saxons, Vikings, and up to the Normans, etc. as well. But one of the things that they did, they found a few people with surnames that they thought originated from that area, and people who knew a bit of their family history from that area and had lived there, as far as they knew, for generations. And they took the DNA samples of them. One particular guy they were talking to, can't remember what his surname was, but they just did a pretty brief test of his DNA. I don't know exactly how they sort of break all the chromosomes down and all that type of thing, get that sort of genetic code out of it, and they worked out that he was actually descended from Vikings, because it was obvious by the way his DNA sort of profile came out. He belonged to a particular group, and they could trace it straight back to Norway, which is where sort of Vikings, that sort of area, that's where they come from. And it's one of those things, I've seen programmes like this before and it's always fascinated me, that type of thing. I've done a fair amount of family history research myself, and I may well actually talk about that properly in a bit more detail in another audio boo at some time in the future. But I trace my ancestors back to Norfolk, which is in East Anglia, towards the east of England. And my surname, for those of you who know it, and if you look at the podcast, it's pretty obvious what it is a sort of a Northern European, Germanic, whatever type of name. So I've always been interested to know whether myself, because coming from the East Anglia area, the east of England, and also having that sort of surname, etc., whether I am actually come from that type of stock myself, whether my sort of relatives from ancestors from generations and generations back actually came to Britain, whether it was in the 800s, 900s or something, raping and pillaging and all that type of thing. I've always had an interest in, and sort of jokingly said to my wife, I'd like a Viking funeral when I die. Not very likely, but it's one of those fascinating things, and I think that all of us at some stage or other think about this, especially if you've done any type of family research yourself. But what they can do now, they can really narrow this down to the sort of genetic profiling to get sort of percentages of, well, obviously you're not pure stock from anywhere. Yes, I may well be like that guy, descended from Vikings from Denmark or Norway, Scandinavia or Northern Germany or whatever. But that won't be the only part there. That would be maybe the dominant part. There will be other little aspects of us, because after all, wherever we live, whether we live in Britain or whether we live in America and just about any country in the world, we are going to be an immigrant of some description or other. Even if you went back to Aboriginal people or Native Americans, they probably came from somewhere at some time or other, a long way back. Yes, I understand that. So we are all immigrants of some sort, and we are all that sort of mixture, that racial melting pot. And it would be so good to find out exactly where these bits of you do come from obviously your mother's side as well as your father's side, and then where it drifts back and find out. I'm sure there are some great stories, some great things that could be told, and some very big surprises out there for all of us if we could get that profiling done. That's why I'd love to get it done so sometime. I know it's becoming cheaper and more accessible to people, but I still don't think that I could afford it. I remember my wife saying, well, when your 50th birthday, I'll pay for it to be done. That's come and gone, and fair enough, I understand that. But maybe there's someone out there who wants to do it for me. I'm quite happy to take the little swab test, as long as you tell me where my ancestors did come from, wherever that was, and however long that was, that may have been in the past, because I imagine that'd be quite fascinating, something that I'd love to know. And I'd be interested to know whether you feel the same way. Anyway, thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again, probably tomorrow, once again. Goodbye.